Cambridge Breakfast.
Cambridge 105 Radio.
This year's Christmas production at Cambridge Junction is Snow White. And Julian has been along to meet some of the cast. Jodie Davey, Snow White herself, Joey Hickman, who's the musical director, and Bione... Oh, I can't say the...
Bione Mionide.
Oh, of course it is. Who is part of the music ensemble and sort of a dwarf?
This production of Snow White is just a little bit different to your average panto. For starters, I noticed that there's not a full complement of what used to be called dwarfs, but you're getting around that in a rather clever way, I think.
Yeah, we are. Really, different, sort of version we've done of Snow White. Obviously, there's not dwarfs. We have Earthburgers and Seven Earthburgers and... Yeah, we took it from, the Grimm's, We took it from the Grimm's Tale version, and, we sort of switched up a lot of, there's a lot of, different, cliffhangers, towards the end of the show and everything. It's just a pretty different production in general.
But it's the basic story, which, we should throw out any preconceptions with the Disney version. This is sort of your adaptation, if you like, from Grimm rather than from Walt.
Absolutely. The Disney version is quite sweet because it's very much built for children, and back in the day they wanted to keep it very fairy tale. Whereas now, in this day of age, there's a lot of issues that are current within the world, and we wanted to take the original story from Grimm's brothers and still make it very magical and like a fairy tale, but there's a lot that happens in the original story that no one knows of. And before I started this production, I had no idea actually what the real story was. So it's been so exciting to actually reveal what actually happens within the book, and you all just have to come and see for yourselves what happens.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And Disney's familiar music, Whistle While You Work, is the obvious one. We don't hear any of that in the production, but the way you've worked the music and indeed the ensemble into the cast as a whole, it seems to work really well.
Yeah, it's a cast of actor musicians, so we all play in the production. Some of us more than others, but everyone gets stuck into the music, and it's been a wonderful process, kind of gathering all the different ideas that people have. And I would bring a song, an idea that I've written, and then we'd develop it as the cast. But yeah, there's no kind of twinkly orchestral score like in a Disney film, although there is a very kind of dreamlike world, and we've got cello, double bass, guitar, ukulele, so it's got very kind of acoustic folk feel about it, as well as a lot of blues in there as well. So it's got a really nice aesthetic and kind of all sorts going on musically.
But it's all original music. It's not like shows I've been in when it's like, oh, here's a popular song, let's just rewrite some of these words and they'll just about fit. This is stuff you've sat down and written from scratch for this production, or collated in?
Yeah, absolutely, just for this production. Yeah, myself and the cast to have written the music, and also a man called Elliot, who's not in the show, and we've combined our own compositions in this production as well as working with the cast. And so yeah, no, it's all original material made specifically for this show, and the whole show was devised by the company as well, so it's new, completely new, and as you said at the beginning, it's because of that it's very different, and it's got a real kind of edge to it, and a modern kind of message in the whole production.
It's kind of edgy, if you compare to, say, the traditional pantomime. I'm trying to remember, I don't think there even is any real, oh no it isn't, oh yes it is, going on. It feels the kind of production that might encourage the youngsters, as they get older, to explore different kinds of theatre.
Absolutely, I totally agree with that. When I was younger, I only ever knew panto as a Christmas show, and there are so many different forms of theatre that are so good to see, like physical theatre, which I don't see enough personally, but it's such a brilliant way of storytelling, because people don't realise that there is a lot of storytelling. A lot of magical things happen on stage that aren't necessarily expected. This is a very different show, and it's not a pantomime, it's a physical theatre production, which we've all really worked a lot of ourselves into with our own talents and thriving on those talents, whereas panto is a great production as well. It's a lot of fun. It's more aimed for families and kids. This is a family-friendly production as well, but we like to try and include quite deep messages within the play to make it as inclusive for all ages.
Mm. There's the scene with the mirror. Everybody is probably waiting for the yes. scene with the mirror. Mm-hmm. And the evil stepmother looks through the mirror, and then the ensemble, the orchestra, strike up. As soon as she pops her head out again, immediately it goes to silence. And that to me is kind of sums it up. It's something very, very different from all angles.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's that kind of, it's really mysterious and dark, and but very satisfying, I think, yes. for an audience, because there's a real kind of game that we play of her going in and out of the mirror, and that kind of that sinister side of the whole story of the very, very dark, in fact, of this stepmother wanting to being riddled with jealousy because of her stepdaughter being more beautiful than her, and that story and unfolding that story and how we do that, but with the dark tones of it all, it's, you can find so much humour because it is so ridiculous in many ways. But so there's so much to play with, which has been so wonderful to kind of explore over the last few weeks when we're devising.
And the setting within Cambridge Junction, because the theatre space has the audience yeah. all around you. Did you think of that as the production was being put together, or was it something you had to adjust once you arrived?
The show, when we done the show Snow White, we were told that was going to be in a traverse stage, so audience either side. So what we were always told by our director was to like make sure when you're like actually talking that you aim for all four corners of the room, and also to project your voice. So there was a lot of thought and preparation done while in rehearsals, because we wanted to make sure, like, the actors will have to be standing in a specific place so all the audience members can actually see that, love the action, and also that we had to make sure that all of that, the members, they can actually hear what we're saying. So yeah, it was a lot of thought and preparation yeah. and a lot of adjustments.
And that mirror scene, it has to work from all four sides, doesn't it?
Oh yeah, definitely, it has to work from all four sides. So we have to also not only like play to ourselves, but also play the audience and get them involved as well.
And how much of the cast's input went into production? Is there one writer, or is it a composite?
It's incredible to work with NIU. NIU is, obviously, we have the director, Alex Byrne, who's just a vision, amazing guy. But it's so wonderful, although he directs, he guides us, but we very much start rehearsals with the process of playing games, ordinary games like Grandmother's Footsteps and Volleyball, just to get a sense of ensemble. And then from there, we play with a lot of costumes and we improvise. And really, we are creating the scene. He'll give us a stimulus. This is this part of the book. I want you to discover in what happens in your mind. And we would do that, and we would show each other what we think would happen in the scene. And then we would just pluck ideas from each scene and just compile them together and work together as a collective to create a brilliant story. And yeah, we're just so lucky to have each other.
Do you know each other before you were all cast within the theatre company, or?
No, not really. No, I mean, we had a couple of research and development weeks or days, and which some of us were involved in. But I didn't really know anyone before we started. I think there's a few couple of members of the cast, few that knew each other before. It's about half and half, really, who didn't and who did. But yeah, myself, I didn't know anyone, so it's been lovely getting to know everyone.
Nor did I. I didn't know the rest of the cast. I've actually seen New International Encounters.
Right.
Production, 80 Days, which has the stepmother, Steffi Müller, in it.
Oh, as in Around the World in 80 Days?
Around the World.
Because they did that here a couple
yeah.
of years ago, I seem to remember
yeah,
here.
They
I
did.
Came to see it too.
And it was absolutely fantastic, and I'd only known their work. I knew of the director, and I've always wanted to work with Alex Byrne. And yeah, it's just so lovely to actually be a part of this company now.
I didn't know anyone besides Geordie, because we both went to the same uni, but Geordie is the above.
Right.
And yeah, I didn't know about NIU company, but I've never actually seen any of their plays. But I've always obviously researched about them and knowing what shows they've done. So actually being part of NIU and performing in Cambridge Junction is actually an amazing experience.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yeah.
So here till until when? When do you, when's the? I about to say the final curtain. There is no curtain here. Final virtual curtain.
31st of December we run till. Yeah, and so yeah, until the new year, just before.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, thanks all for speaking to us.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Come see.
Oh, I enjoyed my little chat
lovely.
There. They're great. It's the same production company who did Around the World in 80 Days there a couple of years ago, which was also another fun one. Although I think they only had one cast member in common. It's 8:24.
Cambridge 105 Radio.